So you mentioned the fact that she did not have hypertension, which is not uncommonly seen with bevacizumab. I'm just kind of curious, when you do see hypertension with bevacizumab, how easy or difficult is it to manage?
Well, it depends. I think it's a little bit more difficult when someone has pre-existing hypertension or pre-existing cardiac problems. It's more difficult because you can wind up on, you know, 3 or sometimes 4 different antihypertensives. And it's been my experience that the calcium channel blockers, particularly Norvasc, seems to work most effectively. I know that the recommendations is you sort of follow the standard antihypertensive regimen or standard of care, but I really feel like Norvasc is the best. So if someone's on, let's say, hydrochlorothiazide or Diovan or something like that, I'll usually add to that Norvasc. And I can usually obtain a response. I have had few and far between patients that I've had to hold their bevacizumab for hypertension.